How many hours a day did you spend outside in your childhood?
Did your school have punishments? And if so, what were they?
Did you have any music when you were 9?
My next question is, were you born in Australia?
What did you do with the rabbit skins?
What jobs would you get when you were 9?
What sports did you play as a kid?
What did I say to the kids?
No, what sports did you play?
Our school project is about comparing our generation to the generations we're studying.
When you were in primary school, over the years, were there more female or male in your class? And then the three options are female, male, or even.
What quiet activities do you like to do? Did you like to do when you were a child?
I used to like to go rabbiting. We used to have a lot of dogs, and they used to chase the rabbits, catch them. And we used to be able to, when I was very young, I learned to skin rabbits, and our chief activity. And the other one was we used to like to go fishing.
Well, we're learning about generation change and learning the richness of previous generations and life stories. We're learning about narrative too.
How does something like this come about?
From the students' suggestions, they came up with the idea. How about, Gerard, how about we go to the nursing home just up the road? I thought, well, why not?
So we have two in with Shirley here. Okay. If you want to pop your head in.
I was born in 1930.
So Shirley is 89?
I have just turned 89. You're very good at maths. You know that as quickly as that.
Shirley, I've got some questions for you. How old were you on your first day of school?
I started school when I was 4, but I had a very exciting first day at school. I got hit in the mouth with a swing. Somebody pushed a bit too hard, and it hit me in the mouth, and it knocked all my front teeth out. One of the teachers, she quickly had the sense to quickly put those teeth in some milk, and that way they saved the teeth from being, you know, it was all very exciting, but it was all very painful too.
Hello.
This is Liz, she's a reporter.
I'm not much of a talker, but I'm just telling him what happened before I came to Canberra. My life on the farm down the other side of Bombala. We used to go catching rabbits, of course, because there were rabbits everywhere. Do you want to know about when I first came to Canberra?
Yeah, yes, please.
Well, Canberra in those days, the war was just started, and our house was on Northbourne Avenue, about 200 metres up from Civic Centre. And we were what they call the last house on the Goulburn Road.
It's got a light rail there. It's quite different.
Well, what other generations are there?
There's Silent Generation, the Lost Generation, the Greatest Generation. There's actually a Gap Generation, which is just 2 years, but that's not much of a generation. And there was Gen Y, Gen X, or the more modern ones, but I think that's most of the ones within 100 years of now.
Did you have the same technology as we have today?
Oh, I would say so, yes, yeah.
Phones, computers, like same TVs, stuff like that.
Yeah. We didn't have, in that time, any TV, of course. We had none. Now you got computer everywhere.
Yeah, did you have computers or not?
No, not in my time. Not in my time. You know, I'm 85 years old. You know, not 80, 95. 95 years. So I'm a very old lady.
Yeah, my great-grandma's 95.
She's 95?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. And she lives here?
She lives in Serbia.
Uh-huh.
I knew they wouldn't have technology, but
I'd die if they didn't have TV or television.
What would they do if, like, what would they do all day? Like, what would they do for entertainment?
They would have to do chores.
Because I bet they didn't have vacuum cleaners or anything. So they had to just sweep up the dust with a duster, which would take ages, I bet.
I agree. I was talking to this man, and he served in the war. I learned that then there was a lot of dogs, like everybody had dogs, because
maybe they had dogs instead of television.
Like, there's also another lady who's blind who always has, a fluffy dog with her to cuddle.
There was forced labour then, and you're forced to do many things, and you were paid no pocket money.
They're very independent young children, and I very find that they're very outgoing, you know, which is lovely, really, because a lot of the children, they don't say much. But this little crowd I've got over here.
Yep. What did you learn today?
There's a lot of people here that have really big stories. So, yeah.
You're always welcome. Always welcome.